tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/cultural olympiad.
At this point right now, I'll bring this a little closer. At this point right now, our Olympics are winter in name only, based on the sunny plus 15 weather we currently have. So at this point, keeping warm is not an issue here. I was even able to bike to the station today for the first time this year. And yeah, that was the Squirrel Nut Zippers there with Winter Weather off their 1998 album, Christmas Caravan. And yes, this is day 11 of those sport events things. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, home of the 2010 fun. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's Tropical Community Station here, CITR Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak. I'll be filling your head here with wicked little sounds until 9 p.m. Phone number for the booth is 604-822-2487. You can also email me with the old show name, radiofreeyak@gmail.com. Towards the end of the show, we'll have part four on the profile of Oscar-nominated Best Original Scores, and this will be Alexandre Desplat's work for the most recent Wes Anderson film, and that would be his adaptation of the Roald Dahl book, The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Meanwhile, we'll dig up one of the few Olympic-related songs I have in my library, featuring a lazy brass rendition of the Olympic anthem. And this is done by Blockhead. He's a Manhattan-based DJ who's the son of a noted sculptor, the late, great Sidney Simon. Blockhead's primarily known for his production work for the rapper A$AP Rock and some of the Definite Jux artists as well, too. But he has several EPs and albums out through Ninja Tune, and this is coming from both a 2003 EP of the same name as well as 2004's album Music by Cavelight. So here is Tony Simon, otherwise known as a Blockhead, with Insomniac Olympics, which I'm sure most of you feel if you've been going to every concert and event like I have as of late.
We'll be right back. Okay. Yeah, the doctor don't know, but New York was killing me. Okay. Bunch of doctors come around, they don't know that New York is killing me. Yeah, well, I need to go home and take it slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. Let me tell you, city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to me. Fast city living ain't all. It is cracked up to me. Yeah, see, I need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. I lay down, I stop the shoot, try to take it on in. Yeah, lay down, and try to take it on in. Yeah, they got 8 million people, and I didn't have a single friend. Don't you know, New York was killing me. Yes, I was standing in dying, and New York was killing me. Seemed like I need to start over and go back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Lord have mercy, mercy on me. Yeah, Lord have mercy on me. Tell him to bury my body back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Need to be back home, yeah. Born in Chicago, but I go home, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm born in Chicago, but
Gil Scott Heron with New York is Killing Me, off the Poet Rockers comeback album this year's I'm New Here. And Scott Heron is best known for his spoken word funk song The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and his work with Brian Jackson in the 70s, like Winter in America, songs like The Bottle. And yeah, he was a powerhouse in New York throughout the 70s. However, the past decade has seen Scott Heron in prison several times due to drug possession and then the resulting parole violations after sort of getting out from that. And work on I'm New Here started in 2007 as he juggled various criminal proceedings. But the album finally came out a few weeks ago. I'm not sure if he's going to be touring or not at all, but man, he's sounding pretty haggard. And you think about, well, he had several songs in the 70s about liking New York, but time has taken its toll at this point, and it looks like what number it's done to him. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. If you do have a Friends of CITR card, here's what you can do along the drive.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
My name's Gak. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. Next up here on Exploding Head Movies, if you're completely exhausted by all the concert options here in Vancouver during the cultural part of the Olympiad, this Wednesday, that'll be February 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret, we'll have Kieran Hebden, otherwise known as 4TET, roll into town. And that won't be a free show, much like some of the stuff that you've been seeing at Live City or the various pavilions about town. But 4TET promises shows to be a good concert there, since 4TET's absorbed a lot of influences due to some recent work that he's done with both, or separately with jazz drummer Steve Reed, and then a fellow classmate of his in Britain, that would be dubstep DJ Burial. But from last month's album, There Is Love in You. This is a 9-minute song here by 4TET, and it's called Love Cry. Thank you. 2010 album There Is Love in You through Domino Records. That is Fortet with Love Cry, and as I mentioned before, he is playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Wednesday, February 24th, so if you have some time available in your busy Olympic schedule, why don't you try to go check that out. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
This is Kim.
And we're the Presets. You're listening to CITR on
101.9. That was smooth.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. These next two sets cover some nice vintage early 80s post-punk, if not by influence, but at the very least from origin. And we're going to start off with two proper cuts from 1980. And we're going to first hear from Crash Course in Science. And they're a trio from Philly that augmented their synth guitar drum mix with toy instruments and kitchen appliances. An old 1979 single called Flying Turns was recently re-released after many decades of being out of print. But what we'll do is we'll actually listen to a cut off their 1981 EP Signals from Pier 13. So here's Crash Course in Science with Cardboard Lamb. From Leeds, England, there's Delta 5 with Try. That's a single that came out in 1980 through Rough Trade. And Delta 5 were known for being a left-wing feminist funk-punk band with two bassists that were often targeted by right-wing punks in the day. And they managed to release only one album. That would have been 1981's See the Whirl. Whirl spelt like a vortex. Whirl. And the album didn't do that well due to sort of a cleaned up production sound and poor sales, so the band broke up. But Kill Rockstars, the label out in the States, they compiled all their early singles, including this one, some BBC sessions, and some other live cuts in 2006 for the Singles and Sessions compilation, 1979 to 1981. And that's Whirl, worth hunting for. There's great tracks there like Mind Your Own Business. Fantastic stuff. And we'll next listen to some re-edits of a recent nature here, and we'll start off with the B-52s. And their 1982 EP, Mesopotamia, was the aftermath of an aborted album attempt with a production work by Talking Heads' David Byrne. And it sort of languished as an EP with a limited release. And in 1991, Mesopotamia was remixed and combined with another remix album, and it became something called the Party Mix, which allowed for some greater exposure for the B-52s after their comeback in 1989 with Cosmic Thing. And apparently during the time when that Party Mix album came out, one bar manager in New Jersey used to spin this album constantly to his staff in the morning. One on that staff was Mike Simonetti, who was the founder of Italians Do It Better, the fantastic label there out of New York. And over time, Simonetti's attitude towards the band softened, and last year he released this edit of the title track of the B-52's EP. So here's Mike Simonetti's edit of the B-52's Mesopotamia, renamed here as Mess of Atanian.
Thank you. Thank you.
from England there. That is Binary Chaffinch, or Chaffinch, or something like that. Chaffinch? C-H-A-F-F-I-N-C-H. And that's a guitar-shaped trough, guitar-shaped heart, off a single-sided 12-inch from 2008. And Binary Chaffinch is Miles Smee, a drummer from the British Experimental Orchestra known as Chrome Hoof. Though he also releases some techno as well, too, as Crouton with a K. And there are a lot of echoes to the spacey 80s music in that track there, though all of Smee's output covers multiple genres. And if you get a chance to listen to Chrome Hoof, it's all over the map. It's fantastic. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR.
CITR News is committed to providing you with in-depth Olympic coverage from an alternative perspective. As part of this coverage, we are launching a new Eyes on the Street feature, where Vancouverites will have a chance to tell their Olympic story. We want to hear your perspective on life in Vancouver during the Games. That's why we're inviting you to be CITR's Eyes on the Street this February. If you're at an event, a protest, a celebration, or even simply on the bus, tell us about it. There are three ways to file a report. Call our Eyes on the Street hotline at 604-822-5334. Email news at citr.ca or tweet CITR News. Then sit back and wait for your report to be featured on the next edition of News 101, which airs Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. And these boys know Vancouver through and through, and that would be the Japan Droids. They're too busy touring right now to record a proper follow-up album this year, but then again, I mean, Post Nothing came out last year, and it's been a solid one to coax and to ride that wave. But they are still planning on some releasing several singles this year in 2010, and the plan is to release 5 7-inches, each limited to 2,000 copies, but you can always get a digital copy as well, too, and there is no limit on that. The plan is that each single will include 2 songs, one of the unreleased tracks from the Post Nothing sessions, and then 1 cover. So coming up April 13th through Polyvinyl, we'll listen to the title track from that, which will be called Art Czars, but the cover that's included with that is a phenomenal one. It's Big Black's Racer X. But amidst all the touring that our East Van friends are going to be doing, they're actually going to be in town doing something for a CITR. And yes, they're going to be special DJs for the Disc Order fundraising night. So that will be next Friday, which will be March 5th, the day before my birthday. And they'll be at the Biltmore Cabaret, and they'll be joined by live performances by Fine Mist, Apollo Ghosts, Fanshawe. There's a host of others. I think MT40 is there as well, too. And yeah, that should be a great night out to help our sister magazine here. And it'll be a fun night. So what we'll do is we'll listen to Japan Droids and Art Czars, and then one of their tourmates we'll listen to afterwards, and there'll be a sunny day in Glasgow. But here's Japan Droids with Art Czars.
If you
Pandroid's tour mates for part of this year. That's Philadelphia's A Sunny Day in Glasgow with the double-headed track. We just heard the second part there, and that's Ashes Math off last year's Ashes Grammar album, which you can find through Mis Oyos Discos. And the band saw numerous personnel changes in 2009 as injuries, grad school, and other turmoils caused the band to lose about half their members, but they've regained that. They're now a seven-piece, and they are doing well. It's a wonderful bit of dream pop there. It's a little bit of shoegaze as well, too. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on this station.
We're the Vayners!
From Halifax!
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This next act is from Baltimore, featuring Alex Scally and then the French-born Victoria Legrand, who's the niece of film composer Michel Legrand, best known for his score for The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Beach House are touring in support of their new album, which is called Teen Dream, and you find that through Sub Pop. And they're going to be in town April 11th at the Rickshaw Theater with Bachelorette. So from Teen Dream, we're going to listen to Silver Soul. In the background here, we're listening to, from Ottawa, If Then Do. And this is the song called Cubicle Core, which was performed live somewhere in Ottawa. And this is off their forthcoming album, M70, or M70. You can find that through Sul Point Records, S-U-L, space, P-O-N-T. And, yeah, they've been a staple of the experimental music scene in Ottawa for quite a while, having been inspired by digital noise coming out of Germany and Austria. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. We're going to do our little Oscar thing after this ad.
The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, proudly presents Kanon and Tinaroan, Thursday, February 25th at the Orpheum. An unforgettable night with hip-hop truth-teller and change-maker Kanon and North African sensation Tinaroan. February 25th, all ages. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/culturalolympiad.
All right, what we're going to do right now is, before we get into the Fantastic Mr. Fox, we're going to listen to the fourth nominee for Best Original Composition. For the past few weeks, we've played some of the other Best Original Song candidates, including two from The Princess and the Frog, and whatever I played last week, which has eluded my memory. This is good work. Actually, it was that wonderful Take It All song from the movie Nine. But this comes from a film that I didn't actually know came out this past year. It was known under various names. So in North America, it's known as Paris 36, although if this was released in France, this would also be known as, I think it's Faubourg 36. Yeah, something like that. But anyways, it refers to a neighborhood or a faubourg in Paris in 1936, alluding to the days before the war, or before when Edith Piaf and Django Reinhardt toasted the airs. You heard accordions, everyone had baguettes. It's the film itself sounds rather schmaltzy from what I read here with nostalgic stereotypes, but the soundtrack sounds sweet, and this song was written by Reinhardt Wagner and Frank Thomas. So here is actress Nora Arnesetter, a cutie if there ever was one, and this song is nominated for an Oscar, and this is Loin de Paname.
Dès que je suis loin de Paname, j'ai les poumons tout essoufflés. J'ai le cœur bouffé par plein de larmes et le corps comme tout exilé. Le plus loin que je sois allé, c'est la Marne. C'était pour suivre un petit béguin. Moi, dès qu'il n'y a plus de vacarme, je m'ennuie, le silence ne me vaut rien. Paris, Paris, t'es ma seule famille. Paris, Paris, y'a que chez toi que mon cœur brille. Paris, si je te vois pas dès demain, Paris, je vais mourir de microbes chagrins. Paris,
handsome little fox, let me sing you folks a yarn. Hey, diddle dee, daddle da, daddle do, doodle dum. Was a splendid little fella, fella with and grace and charm. Say, zippy zee, zappy zah, yappy yo, doodle dum. Well, like any little critter needing victuals for his midlands, well, he stole and he cheated and he lied just to survive. With a doodle dum, diddle da, doodle dum. Let me take a little tick now to colour in the scene. Cause if I lift the yokes, they might bogus, bunts, and beans. Now these three crazy jackies had a hero on the run. Shot the tail off the cuss with a fox shooting gun. But that stylish little fox was as clever as a whip. Look as quick as a gopher, that was half a rack a tail. Now those wee farmers sit, where there's a hold was once a hill, singing diddle-dee-daddle-da-doddle-do-doodle-dum. And as far as I can reckon, they're a-sitting up there still, singing zippy-zee-zappy-za-yappy-o.
All right, there's Jarvis Cocker, formerly of Pulp, with Petey Song, otherwise known as Fantastic Mr. Fox. And that's off the soundtrack to the film of the same name, which we'll spend the next, is it going to be only about 12 minutes here? We'll see how far we get. But yes, Cocker actually had been requested to write three or four songs for the film, but this was the only one that made the film. And Wes Anderson, the director, actually created a character that looked a lot like Cocker when performing that song. So, yeah, The Fantastic Mr. Fox is up for an Oscar this year for Best Original Score. And instead of the standard Anderson composer, which would be Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo, Alexander Desplat took the sonic reins for the film. But as we'll soon listen, the soundtrack takes the same sort of breezy touch that Mothersbaugh brought to Anderson's other films. So we're going to start this profile off with Mr. Fox in the Fields before we hear The Whistle-Like Jimmy Squirrel and Co., and then we'll listen to several other cues as well. I'll step in at some point in the middle and give you a little direction.
Thank you.
Started off with Mr. Fox in the Fields, then Jimmy Squirrel and Company, then with the accordion-tinged high-speed French train, and then what we just heard with the drums and the Jew's harp there, and that was the Ennio Morricone sound-alike Bean's Secret Cider Cellar in the background here. It starts off a little similar, but then it turns quite sad, and this will be just another dead rat in a garbage pail behind a Chinese restaurant. Desplat scores tend to be quite a bit more dramatic than what we're hearing here, and he's been nominated for 2 Oscars in the past, once in 2006 for his work for The Queen, and then in 2008 for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. But as you've heard here, his work for Mr. Fox is full of more winking childlike tropes, full of banjos and xylophones, whistling, wonderful sounds here. And the style fits for the adaptation for the beloved kids' book. And apparently this was the first book that director Wes Anderson ever bought with his own money, according to interviews. We're listening to a few more cues here, although more of a choral nature, and we're going to hear the great Harrisford Square. That was Alexandra Desplat with Great Harrisford Square. In the background here, we're listening to Canis Lupus from his work to the Oscar-nominated soundtrack to The Fantastic Mr. Fox. For those of you who want the Wes Anderson iPod playlist selection, the soundtrack itself includes such songs by the Bobby Fuller Four, Beach Boys, the ubiquitous Rolling Stones, and then Burl Ives appear as well, too. You also find the theme to Davy Crockett on there as well. And The Fantastic Mr. Fox is up for two Oscars, along with the Best Original Score. It is up for Best Animated Feature as well, too. And this is the second nomination Anderson has received, after receiving a Best Original Screenplay nomination with Owen Wilson in 2002. I missed catching The Fantastic Mr. Fox in the theaters, but I've been told by numerous lovely folks that I've missed a doozy of a film, including the delightful Miss Amati. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up right in a few minutes, it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it's Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. So next week, we'll have the final part of the 2009 Oscar race, and they'll feature James Horner's sort of hippy-dippy score to Avatar, along with some outlaw country inspired by Crazy Heart. And looks like I've run out of time for the parkas here, so maybe I'll include that next week. But stick around. CITR programming is continuing throughout the Olympics. Good things abound, but we're here for you. So stay tuned.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Well, you heard the man. It is CITR, FM and cable, 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. We're on the web, too. www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.